This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
Nine would strip to this.
Yeah, I would. I love garbage.
Well, the band, too.
Yeah, both.
And you love when it rains, so you can play you three video games.
Yes, play all three Bioshocks.
By the way, someone wanted to know if you're into Final Fantasy. There's a new one of those coming out. Apparently, number 27 is coming out.
Not my thing.
Final Fantasy.
Not my thing.
Oh, yeah. Fatboy plays Fecal Fantasy. You should try it. It's great.
I need to. Play some Mortal Kombat 10 on my Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You get that 11. I get a Monday night. I get a mask, too.
It's hard to pay $60 for something. Yeah.
What kind of mask?
A scorpion mask and a lunchbox.
Well, to do what with?
I don't know. This is like a gift with a pre-order.
It's hard to pay $60 for something like that.
Yeah, I got to play the beta. It was pretty cool.
It's real hard to do.
Like, I bought a Sting mask one time from WWE Shop, and it just sits on a shelf.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't ever wear it because it looks like Sting with a beard.
Oh, boy.
He tried that one time. It wasn't a good look at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have masks and stuff, too, so go ahead and get it.
I'll wear it to work.
Why not?
It fits.
All right. Speaking of work, maybe you're mad at your boss, your coworker, people behind you in traffic. People in front of you in traffic. Go on, get out of the way.
I can make that my sleep mask. I can rig up the scorpion mask.
Sure. I mean, you're going to be talking about the black scorpion before it's all over with.
Morning, guys. Sting is the black scorpion.
It is time to get that poison out. It is time to usher in the weekend. It is time to go stress-free. It is time for the FOF line. Here we go.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
And here we are, the FOF line. F off. Help anybody in your week. This is what we should start doing with the FOF line. Each of us should tell somebody to F off at the beginning.
Okay.
F off, happy birthday, or suck it.
Both. No. All three.
Work on that for next week. I mean, don't look for the negativity if it ain't there, but just make a mental note.
Yeah, I don't think I have one right now.
I don't either.
Fatboy, anybody?
Well, I do. Okay. Well, I don't want to say F off. That would be too strong. That would really mess up the contract negotiations.
Oh, goodness.
How about a gentle, hurry up and give me a contract to Intercom Corporate. The FOF line, 864-241-4318. Here is cut one of this week's FOF line.
For one, you fat boy. Matt, man, if I hear freaking me one more time on Facebook fussing, you guys. Nine, you're a piece of still love you, though. Paige, you're awesome. You guys. Tickle it.
It's hard to put a finger on
wow
what was going on there other than him flirting with Paige.
Yeah.
Freaking me is part of my moniker now.
You always say freaking me.
Next thing you know is you're going to say, oh, don't wear the sunglasses and say galay all the time. What would I be without it?
You'd just be Matt, no man.
Yeah. Became a man when I started saying freaking me and wearing sunglasses, growing the beard out.
Saying galay a lot.
Galay a lot. But he loves Paige. Paige has been playing it smart all these years. When it comes to critiquing things and you know, telling somebody how she really feels, she never really does it. and she never suffers the consequences
yes,
like we do.
Yes, I do. Because people are like, why don't you express your own opinion? Because I would annihilate people, and I don't want to be cruel.
I don't think you would.
I don't think you'd annihilate people. I don't think it's within who you are. I really don't. Annihilate Fatboy right now. Do it.
No.
Rip him apart.
Annihilate somebody.
Yeah, it's too sweet. Can't do it.
What's this annihilation?
He just gave her puppy dog eyes, too.
What's this annihilation you speak of?
Well, you know, when you're married, you can prey on people's weaknesses, and that's a bad thing.
Oh, she's
going to
cuckold you, she says.
No, I'm not going
to
do that.
You have to really know somebody to
do
that.
You do, you do. I mean,
if it's just some anonymous stranger.
That I could do. A stranger, I'm not going to even bother, because I'm not going to see him again.
Yeah.
Just talk to us about it.
That's right.
Yeah. No, right, well, I'm not passive aggressive. I'm aggressive. I just say it like it is.
Be aggressive.
Be aggressive.
Be
aggressive. 864-241-4318. It is the FOF line.
This is for the asshole last Friday at Greer. I've thought about this every day for a damn week. You're back there getting drinks with your kids. Yelling at him, cussing at him. No, you can't have any damn candy, mother piece of get in the damn car, blah, blah, blah. Ooh, the way you talk to those kids. If I was a 6-foot-plus, big, strong man, I'd have punched you in the jaw so hard you'd have never thought about saying some like that again, mother. As it is, should have kicked you in the damn ball so hard you can't ever have any more kids to disrespect.
I thought she was crying there for a minute. She was so emotionally wrecked about it.
Sounded, yeah, upset, but it's an upsetting thing to see.
Yeah,
well, of course
it
is.
Good for her speaking out.
You don't know they were his kids?
It's true.
Could have been niece and nephew.
She could have kicked him straight in the blankety blanks.
Could have been foster parents.
Oh, gosh, don't say that.
Could have been a job shadow program for all we know.
Worse.
Who are we to pass judgment?
I was at a wrestling show one time a couple months ago. As you can imagine, there's some rednecks and questionable characters at a wrestling show.
Nah. Come on. Nah. You're talking about in the locker room.
Wrestling.
Nah.
Yeah, so it's this family. It's these three ladies. I figure one, a mom and an aunt and a grandma, and then this little boy is with them.
They all live together?
Probably. I'll share a domicile somewhere. Dagusville, I'll say. Just guessing. No, I don't know where they're from. Somewhere local, by the way, they were talking. But yeah, the mom and the aunt the whole time at wrestling show, whenever the bad guys come out doing their heel stuff.
Heels.
You suck! You suck!
Die!
And the one time little boy says, you suck! Grandma had to pull back real hard not to smack him in the face in public.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she about did. You can see her about to go for it. I'm sitting there like, no, don't do it.
Oh, man.
She needs to talk to the kids in your neighborhood that seem juvenile.
Yeah. The kid the other day when I was cutting grass, it shocked the hell out of me, man. I was cutting grass and he walks by. He's like, hey, you got a lighter? And it just had hit a real tall patch, so the mower stalled out.
Was it our engineer?
He's like, hey, you got a lighter? I'm like, yeah, man. So I reached in my pocket, hand him a lighter, pulls a blunt out of his pocket.
Oh, my God.
Lights it up, hands me the lighter, and just walks on down.
You're an accessory now.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you doing?
How old?
He could have been like 22.
Oh, yeah.
He was somewhere between like
baby
17 20. And 28.
Did he have a basketball jersey on?
No.
Did you backhand him?
He had on an LRG t-shirt, so I should have known.
Oh, you don't want to mess with
you want to hit this now?
864-241-4318, the FOF line, our service to you. Here is cut number three.
How f***ing stupid can you f***ing be to believe that old bitch that called in on Truth and F***ing Consequences that she got her kids taken away because her husband's getting his f***ing wet somewhere else? The bitch is obviously snorting something or doing something f***ing shady, and she's full of s***. The f***ing lady who would rather supposedly be with her husband than have her own kids. F*** you. Rise, guys. I love you. Tickle it.
Oh, thank you.
That's sweet.
Passion in that voice.
Well, yeah. I got that from several people, and I didn't respond back on social media. I apologize. I can't respond back to that. Maybe it really is happening. We've heard of DSS screwing a lot of people over, but we also have heard the other side of the stories where people perpetuated the DSS was screwing them over, didn't reveal all the cards in the poker game.
Yeah. Hey, whatever the case, as long as she talked like she was done prioritizing that dude over anything else, herself included. Maybe she meant it, and I hope she did for her own sake and the family's sake.
She promised an update on the next update show.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see what happens. 864 241-4318. Cut for this week's FOF line.
Prize guys, gods of the airways, T1 Sperony is Trump. This is for that ass mother T1 Batman sensor. You sorry Darth Vader breathing mother pillhead son of a bitch. If you don't like the show, Batman or Nine or anybody, suave mother. How many pills do you take this morning when you call? You jabroni ass foul mother. I don't like Batman that much either, but I don't give him that much. Yes, he likes to hear himself talk, but Batman is fine. You don't like him that much? Change the channel and listen to those ass jabroni mother. They're down there. You sorry ass son of a bitch. If you don't like the ride, guys, don't listen to the show. Change the channel. Bottom line. Don't call up here again talking about Batman 9 or anybody like that, you stupid son of a bitch. Ride, guys, rule.
He's so pissed off, he called from underwater.
I was going to say, what,
he's in a suit.
I almost said, oh, I hate that this complimentary call it has such a bad recording.
And then he backhanded me.
I'm proud of your success, but not what you do.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? Don't you talk about Batman like that. I don't really like him either, but...
But I stand beside him, kind of, sometimes.
That's funny.
Oh, that was great. Good comedic timing on that call.
That was good.
Probably unintentional, too.
You think so?
Maybe. I don't know.
I thought that guy was really into me. Like, I really did. Like, when he calls in, he's always very nice, very well-spoken. Yeah. He's sent me emails before. It's probably a Clemson fan is what it is.
Probably
a Tater fan.
Probably that.
That's probably what it is.
Oh, Taters.
He is. Taters. Huh?
He is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, then it makes sense. Then.
He
figured
likes
it out.
The Taters, not the Coots.
How do you say that? Ain't the same thing. 864. 241-4318, 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
All right, this goes out to this little mother that I work with that's 19 years old who decided that he would apply and actually end up getting a lead position. You little snot-nosed mother, just because you get it don't mean you can talk about everybody. I don't care. I'll put your ass in its place, send your ass back up the mountain crying to your mama. Besides, you get your haircut by a traveling barber. Who the does that? Damn! Little kids always coming in here. Go!
Traveling barbers?
Yeah,
I guess.
That's a new thing.
It's like a barber truck. Just driving through town.
I have clippers. We'll travel.
Yeah. I have my hair cut by cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Maine. They do my haircut. Nine gets his done by the Cajuns.
I do.
Sugar Skulls.
Traveling barbers.
Traveling barbers.
Oh, man, that was funny. Yeah, yesterday,
you hear that, Josh Carver?
Yesterday, some dude who works for NFL Network tweeted, and I saw a bunch of people replying to him and quoting his tweet and stuff, that he was waiting in line at a national haircut chain with six other dudes. Then this dude walked in and went right to the first available chair because he made an appointment online, and everybody there was mad at him because he broke the man code of not being a walk-in. Anyway, people were roasting about the man code part for one, but mainly like, it's just like, who goes to a national haircut chain? Why are you in a national haircut chain?
He wants the hot massage towel.
What?
Hot Mattel.
What is it? I'm really trying to figure out what a traveling barber is, but like, it's somebody who announces, hey, I'm coming around every 6 weeks or something, or month?
It's like the doggy mobile grooming. I imagine you'd go, would they come in your house or would you go in their little van?
I don't know.
It's like an ice cream truck.
Yes.
Yeah, Jamie cut my hair at my house one time. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to go in their truck.
Still got hair in the bed.
You know what? I get my hair cut at an old mill, all right?
I didn't
go to an old rundown, or shut, not rundown, it's nice now, but shut down mill. It's very nice now. They're renovating and still.
It's in that rebuilding process. I love it. When you walk through there, you see, you hear, you almost hear the history in the walls. I love it. Digging you out, Jim.
No. They knew what I mean.
No. Well, they're rebuilding that thing.
Yeah.
They really are.
It's got a great brewery in it, a good restaurant.
Yeah.
A barber.
They get all that. Our old mill's a skate park now.
Model trains.
Yeah.
That one burned down. This one's still standing.
That's right. 864-241. Fatboy, if memory serves me right, we have two cuts to go.
Yep.
864-241-4318. FOF.
What's up, guys? I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you little sorry, my bitch of a dog. Anyway, so I'm sitting here drinking some beer, and I got to thinking about what I was listening to the podcast, and I'm down here in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm thinking about what the guy said about Lickle, and I realized that I've started to do the same that P1 Looper does, where I'm a construction superintendent, right? And I'm sitting there in the middle of showing my framer what I want done, and then next thing I know, I sit there and I say, talking about 2x4 or 2x6 or 2x8, 2x whatever the it is, and I say, or a roof truss, pull it to the side a little. And that, what the f***? I hate you guys, but I love you guys so much, including P1 Looper or whatever the hell he is. Love you guys.
Oh, man.
That's some good moments lately with Looper and Lickle.
Looper and Lickle. If we give them too much, admiration, they're going to get their own show.
Looper and Lickle's either a morning show or a law firm.
Maybe that's why Intercom hasn't re-signed me yet, is they're negotiating with Lickle and Looper.
They are.
Pull to the side a little.
God, seriously.
Anytime we post anything on social media now, a bunch of people respond, pull it to the side a little.
Pull it to the side.
Wars of Babylon.
Lickle?
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 Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Hey, face like a mule?
I can't get him fast enough.
That's fun. And then he will be in here. We'll get to meet Sean the Bomb next month.
Yeah, May 10th. He's coming in for Backstage Pass.
Whores of Babylon.
There he
bringing
is.
His wife, his lovely wife.
Mrs. Lickle.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk to them. We should play a newlywed game with them.
Tendle.
Is that where you met her? Where'd you meet her at?
Tendle.
Oh, I see. All right. All right, the last one. We got to progress the show. Move on. We could do this forever. 864-241-4318. This is the original. This is the FOF line.
I just want to call and say a big, hairy, merry you to my landlord. I've lived there for 14 months and never missed a payment. And one time, I forget to drop the f***ing rent off in his gay-ass box, and he shows up after sending a bullshit text talking about, oh, I ain't got time or patience to be running down money. You fat walrus-looking tub of lard bastard, you ain't never had to run me down. Motherfucker, you ain't never run in your life. Piece of fat shit. I can't wait to buy my own house, and I'm going to leave the keys there, and you're going to come in and see that I'm gone, and then I'm going to tell your fat walrus-looking ass where to shove them keys, you piece of fat shit. You. Everybody else can have a good morning. Love you guys. You piece of fat shit.
I've never heard that before.
Oh,
I heard it the other way.
Fat piece of, yeah, but never a piece of fat.
Never, you piece of fat.
You ain't never run nowhere in your life. You fat walrus looking thing.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker, you ain't never run in your life. Motherfucker.
Oh,
you
Lord.
You piece of fat.
No, that's good.
He's the best.
He could do news for Lickle and Louisville. That guy. That'd be great. We'll just all be replaced by P1's eventually. It won't be AI, it'll be P1.
That's right.
That's who takes us over.
It's on the van.
All right, there it is. 864-241-4318. That is the FOF line. Now, bear with me for a moment because I have to get into game show host mode.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I have to go put on my jacket and tie.
Yeah.
When we come back to settle the score one last time, Jeopardy, not regular Jeopardy, not double Jeopardy, not stoner Jeopardy.
Not boner Jeopardy.
Stoner boner Jeopardy.
Oh,
half, my God.
Half the board will be about pot, marijuana-related stuff. The other side, women and things Fat Boy are into.
Oh.
Stoner boner Jeopardy. Nice. Right after this.
Nice morning show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Listen, all of you P1s, it is time for Stoner Jeopardy. We are singing the theme song, but we don't know the words because we're stoned. Now the music's changing up. All I can think about is food and who hogs. I don't have a rhyme right here. So, Rise Guys Planet P1. music's changing, it's freaking me out. And I got the cotton mouth. Why is it changing? I can't cope. I guess that's why they call it dope. And it's changing once again. Dude, let's answer some questions. Stoner Jeopardy with us. Rise, guys.
Morning, everybody. Oh, welcome.
Dude, I forgot my kids.
Oh, no. To Stoner Boner Jeopardy, everybody. Woo! Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Live from Intercom Greenville, a place where contracts do not exist. This is Stoner Boner Jeopardy. Playing today. Yes, clap once again. Don't wear your arms out. Let's meet our contestants that are going to be playing with Nine or Fat Boy. Let's go first to Nine's partner. It's P1 Wee Doggy. Good morning, Wee Doggy.
Morning, guys.
How
morning,
it is, how it is, sir?
I was finer and frogger.
Good. You'd love to go to the NHRA Nationals, the four wide up at Z-Max Motor Speedway, right?
Yeah, man. Sounds like a good time.
Well, Nine's going to try to make that happen for you. But you'll be taking on P1 Distracted Zombie. Good morning, Zombie.
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
Not much, sir. Big fan of racing cars, are you?
Yeah. I like to have my son.
You like great. A good time. All right, perfect. Fat Boy's going to attempt to make that happen for you. All right. Let's get right into this. Gentlemen, hold on. And your contestants, both Nine and Fat Boy, will compete.
They don't have to do anything but hold on.
This has been the most strenuous game that I've ever been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to come up with all the questions. I've had to come up with all the cards. I have.
Yeah, usually we co-spearhead those things, but this time I couldn't help.
There was no co-spearheading. So, this is to decide one thing. First of all, is Fat Boy smarter than Nine as far as Jeopardy goes? And if Fat Boy is, this could help him decide if he's going to try out for real Jeopardy, emanating from Charleston, South Carolina. Yeah, that Charleston.
A win on Stoner Boner Jeopardy is a hell of a thing to put on your actual Jeopardy resume.
Well, see, that's the problem. So always before 420, we do Stoner Jeopardy, where we'd bring in some stoners to play Jeopardy. This year, though, with Fat Boy's Jeopardy situation, we were going to do Stoner Jeopardy. Fat Boy objected, said Nine knows too much about that world. He wants to even it up.
Okay.
Thus, today, we're playing Stoner Boner Jeopardy once again, everybody.
Something for everyone.
All right, let's get into this. We'll do a little bit, and just like they do on the TV version of this, they take breaks, okay?
Yep.
All right. Now, one question before we get into round one.
Yes.
Nine, can you also keep score?
Yeah, I do my best.
Paige, can you keep score?
Yeah, if somebody hand me a pen that writes.
How do you not come in here with a pen every day?
Don't get her started on
that. Don't even get me started on the pen.
I have 17 over here. I'll throw them at you.
I kept score with integrity last time.
I know that. I know that.
I'll do it again.
I just meant I didn't want to make it as hard on
you. You weren't questioning it. Yeah, I'll keep score.
You will now keep score.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Give him his pen back then.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Fat Boy, you ready to play?
Let's go.
Nine, you ready to play?
Let's do it. What sounder is Fat Boy using? Same one or different one?
Same one, right?
Yeah, laugh.
The okay. Smoker's laugh. Nine, the bell.
Okay, the bell.
All right. Paige, here's what we need you to decide. Who's going to get control of the board? Who should start off?
Fat Boy.
Fat Boy, then.
The champion.
Pick a category, Fat Boy.
It's
would
not
you
true.
Like? Would you like potpourri? Like the title says, it's a little bit about everything. In this case, pot or cat questions. Number two, centerfolds. I'll describe a celebrity who's appeared naked in an adult magazine. Category three, dazed and confused. All trivia questions about the movie.
Oh, that'll be tough.
Category four, glazed and confused. Stoners love their sweets, so these are all things donuts and pastry related, Fat Boy.
Mm.
And then finally, weedography. These questions about Mary Jane take us all around this flat earth of ours.
Oh, man, he's got me on probably dazed and confused and centerfolds at least.
Fat Boy, start us off. Where are we going first in Stoner Boner Jeopardy?
Let's go centerfolds for 100.
Centerfolds for 100. She was actually born in Conway, not Myrtle Beach, and she's been turning letters since 1982. Nine in first.
Who is Vanna White?
Who is Vanna White? You're on the board with 100. That's right. All right. Paige, that's your job. Clap.
Yes. Thing didn't go off.
Be the studio audience. Your thing didn't go off.
Yeah.
You have a defective thing?
You already seen your thing doesn't work?
It was just.
I've heard that rumor for years.
I'll pull that.
All right, take
this
that.
Be the last one.
All right. Nine, you have control of the board with 100 points. Where would you like to go now?
Let's go centerfolds for two.
Centerfolds for 200. She got naked after living in her sister Janet and brother Michael's shadow for many years. Nine?
Who is LaToya?
LaToya Jackson for 200 is correct.
Dang it.
All right. Control remains in control of the board. Nine up 300 to Fat Boy Zero. We're going to break right here. I know everybody's all just wigging out right now. This is a game we got going on. 1-800-774-0093. That's what we doggy and distracted zombie called to play. The game continues. Happy 419, everybody. It's Stoner Boner Jeopardy. It continues right after this.
Rise, guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72.341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. Hey, lucky you. You've tuned back in to the continuation of Stoner Boner Jeopardy. Good morning, everybody. Nine, if you would, tell me the current score right now as you take on our very own Fat Boy.
After two questions, I have 300. Fat Boy has nothing at the moment.
All right, I remind you of the category, potpourri. It's a little bit about everything, pot and cats, potpourri. Centerfolds, dazed and confused, glazed and confused in weedography. Nine, you're still in control of the board. Plan for P1s to go to the big four wide NHRA.
NHRA Four Wide Nationals, Z-Max Dragway, a week from tomorrow.
You read my mind. All right, what is the score right now, please?
300-0.
300-0. All right, your favorite. You remain in control of the board. Nine, where would you like to go as we play Stoner Boner Jeopardy?
Let's keep going on centerfolds for three.
Centerfolds for three. She was famous. Wait a minute. What is the problem? There's something wrong with the sound?
Fat Boy switched.
Oh, yeah, I got a new so we're kind of on the same. I don't have digital. Yeah.
Oh, I see. All right, so Fat Boy now has the cowbell, and then nine, you're still on the other bell? Yeah. Okay, perfect. All right, here we go. Question number three, you said?
300, yeah.
300. She is famous for her pro-choice viewpoint and for being against nuclear weapons. Oh, and her dad was Ronald Reagan.
Shoot, what's her name? I can't remember.
Who is Patty Davis?
That's right.
Who is Patty Davis? Ronald Reagan's daughter. She was Nick in Playboy.
Couldn't remember her name.
All right, nine, you remain in control of the board. Is Stoner Boner Jeopardy. Where would you like to go?
Centerfolds for 400, please.
Centerfolds for 400. She got naked before. Probably never again, though. She's now married to Brock Lesnar. I think I heard nine first. Nine?
Who is Rena Mero?
That is correct. Rena Mero is Lesnar. We'll give you credit for that. All right. In control of the board.
Come on, Fat Boy.
I rang the damn bell.
Yeah, but you're a minute late. Try the other hand. Is that maybe your other hand's faster? Which hand's faster for you?
Right.
All right. Where would you like to go, Jimmy? Control the board.
Finish out centerfolds. Get it out of the way.
All right. For 500, long before Kim Kardashian, she was known as the most downloaded woman on the internet.
I have a guess. I just don't want to risk all my points.
Who is Cindy Margolis?
Yeah.
Who is Cindy Margolis?
Oh, hey, I would have been wrong. I would have lost 500. Let me clean the board up. I'll be right back.
We're going to clean the board up. We'll do at least one more question before we have to pay some bills. I'll tell you that potpourri remains. The questions about marijuana and cats. Dazed and Confused. That one's all the movie, Dazed and Confused trivia. Yeah. Glazed and Confused, trivia questions about donuts and pastries. And then Weedography, questions that'll take us all around this flat earth. So, nine. One more. Don't laugh at that. Nine. One more question before we go to break and continue Stoner Boner Jeopardy.
Weedography for five, please.
Weedography for five?
Yes.
After being shot and killed in Nevada, his friends mixed his ashes with weed and smoked them.
Oh, my God. What's his blanking name, dude? It's, oh, my God.
Who is Tupac Shakur?
Oh, I wasn't thinking him.
Who is Tupac Shakur? Yes.
I never heard of
him. I didn't know they smoked him. You said druggy friends. I started thinking about musician, overdose, kidnapped, burned his body at Joshua Tree, that guy.
Graham Parsons.
Yeah, him.
Oh, okay.
Play with my uncle.
All right. What does that put us at as far as the leaderboard goes?
I have 700. Fat Boy still has zero.
Fat Boy.
Yeah, I know. The first two, man, if my gimmick was working, I would have got the other one.
Yeah. Maybe this will be your Tiger Woods comeback. Maybe.
I didn't know the Tupac one, though.
You didn't know the Tupac. Well, I got all kinds of information here.
What's weird is we're both playing conservative. We're not taking any guesses on stuff we're not sure of.
Because you lose points on this.
Yeah, we don't want to lose points because that could change the outcome of the game.
All right, so we got Weedography, Glazed and Confused, Dazed and Confused, and Potpourri to remain. The continuation of Stoner Boner Jeopardy to decide if Nine is smarter than Fat Boy or if Fat Boy should try out for real Jeopardy in Charleston. This gripping game continues right after this.
Guys. It's got the ladies. It's got the crazy talk. It's funny. I just can't stop laughing.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys. 93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.